country. Ma lasted a year after Pa was gone. That's how I came to live with Grandpa and Grandma when I was 5 years old. The kinfolks had raised some mortal fuss about it, according to Grandma, after the funeral. There in the gullied backyard of our hillside shack, they'd stood around in a group and thrashed it out proper as to where I was to go, while they divided up the painted bedstead and the table and chairs. Grandpa had not said anything. He stood back at the edge of the yard, on the fringe of the crowd, and Grandma stood behind him. Grandpa was half Cherokee, and Grandma full blood. He stood above the rest of the folks, tall, 6'4", with his big black hat and shiny black suit that was only worn to church and funerals. Grandma had kept her eyes to the ground, but Grandpa had looked at me, over the crowd, and so I had edged to him across the yard and held onto his leg and wouldn't turn loose, even when they tried to take me away. Grandma said I didn't holler one bit, nor cry, just held on. And after a long time, them tugging and me holding, Grandpa had reached down and placed his big hand on my head. "Leave him be," he had said. And so they left me be. Grandpa seldom spoke in a crowd, but when he did, Grandma said folks listened. We walked down the hillside in the dark winter afternoon and onto the road that led into town. Grandpa led the way down the side of the road, my clothes slung over his shoulder in a toe sack. I learned right off that when you walked behind Grandpa, you trotted, and Grandma behind me occasionally lifted her skirts to keep up. When we reached the sidewalks in town, we walked the same way, Grandpa leading until we came to the back of the bus station. We stood there for a long time, Grandma reading the lettering on the front of the buses as they came and went. Grandpa said that Grandma could read fancy as anybody. She picked out our bus right on the nose, just as dusk dark was setting in. We waited until all the people were on the bus, and it was a good thing, because trouble set up the minute we set foot inside the door. Grandpa led the way, me in the middle, and Grandma was standing on the lower step just inside the door. Grandpa pulled his snap purse from his forward pants pocket and stood ready to pay. "Where's your ticket?" the bus driver said real loud, and everybody in the bus set up to take notice of us. This didn't bother Grandpa one bit. He told the bus driver we stood ready to pay, and Grandma whispered from behind me for Grandpa to tell where we were going. Grandpa told him.